is Daf Yotes. We are on Yotes, two lines from the top. So, Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, learned in a Braisa. Kli shenitma me'erev yontif. So the kli that is tamei, it's erev yontif, a kli is tamei. He can't be tovel on yontif, we said yesterday, because we have four possible reasons as why you can't be tovel on yontif. But it's kli shenitma me'erev yontif, so you have to be tovel on erev yontif. Again, because the days of Tum of Tara is very important to have you kalim that are Tara, especially if you're kohen, because you're going to be eating truma. Braisa says, ein magbilin oso ben hashmashos. You can't do tvila, you can't tovel it on during ben hashmashos. Why? Rashi says, Mipneshu suffik laila, because we have a doubt whether it's a suffik yom suffik laila or as a din suffik, it's a suffik. V'nimtzamat will be yontif, and there's a possibility doing it ben hashmashos may equal doing it on yontif, which we said yesterday you're not allowed to do. So comes Rav Shimon Shazuri, and he's even more machmir, and Omer af bechol in matbilon also. Even on a regular weekday, you should not be tovel these kelim ben hashmashos. Why? Rashi says af bechol. Im anu roin adam han matbil kli ben hashmashos. If you see somebody who's being tovel a kli during ben hashmashos, anu tzrichim lach zero ulimchos biyado. We should tell him stop. Don't do it. Mipnei shetzarich harav shemesh. Because a kli, like anything that becomes tamei, in order to become fully tamei after you tovel it, has to wait till sunset. Possibility is, though, if you told ben hashmashos that you already passed sunset and you have to wait till the next sunset. But it's likely that this person is being tovel right now thinking he's getting it in on time. But in reality, he has another 24 hours to wait till the sun sets for Harav Shemesh. He says, V'zeh ha-matbil kli v'layla, v'ade daito l'shtamash b'miyad. The person's being tovel the kli now, we're assuming, right, must be, that he wants to use it right now. V'lo l'hamtin ha-erev shemesh l'machar. Not to wait for sunset to the next day. So we tell him, hey, don't do it. I don't know why you can't just tell him, hey, you were tovel, but you have to wait till tomorrow. But they say, tell him, don't do it. Not my question, it's a Slach's question. So he says, because the kli needs the sunset. So the Gemara says, the Gemara assumes, I'm not sure why, but the Gemara assumes that because Rav Shimon Shazuri said, that the Tanakhama doesn't agree to that. As opposed to saying that Rav Shimon Shazuri is just adding to the Tanakhama, the Gemara assumes there's a machlokus now between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Shazuri, whereas Tanakhama said, you just can't be matkal erev yontif. But ben shmashos. But Rav Shimon Shazuri says even ben shmashos on the chol. Meaning Tanakama says erev ben shmashos on the chol. You may be tovel. So the Gemara says the Tanakama lo bari harav shemesh. The Tanakama, Rashi is a bit mila. Tanakama doesn't need harav shemesh. Why would the Tanakama be makir you to be tovel ben shmashos on a weekday? Doesn't he require harav shemesh? So Amar Rava says and give two answers. First is going to be the answer that he heard with a bunch of people who are learning. He's going to give his own answer. Amar Rava. I found the Talmidim who were learning in the Beis Medrash, the Yosevika Amri, they happened to be learning this sugya, the Yosevika Amri, and they said there's a machlokes of the Tanakhama of Shimon Shazuri as follows. Can we assume someone's intent based on their actions? Right? Can we assume because they're doing something that we know their intent? But so what would be the case here? We see this guy with a kli, it's getting late in the day, and he's running to the kelim mikvah to be tovel it. So we see he's running, right? He's running a ben hashmashos to be tovel it. Mar, the Tanakhama Savar, who says that you can let him do it, Tanakhama Savar, this guy who's running, so he's trying to get it in, so he knows the halachos. Right, how the karoy va'azil made the yadi the boy harav shemesh. This guy know why else would he be running? He's running because he knows he needs harav shemesh, and he knows if he gets there. So since we see that he's running, that means we can assume he knows the halacha, and if he gets there too late, he'll wait the next day. We can assume that. Right, Rashi says, made the yadi the boy harav shemesh, but hainu deroyit. The reason why he's running because sabr lahaspik kol demitzias hayom, because he thinks he's going to get there before the end of the day. And when he himself realizes that he's not going to have time, so he'll do the tefillah. He says, and he'll realize it. Then he won't use it till tomorrow. So ben hashmashos on yontif is aser because that's a possibility that you might be doing it on yontif, which we said you can't do. But we're not going to protest. Because we can understand what he's doing. That he's trying to get it in before Harav Shemesh. So if he misses it, we're not to be concerned. But Rabbanan say, but Umar, I mean Rashim Shazuri says no. He Savar, you can't assume that just because he's running that he knows the halachos. Mar Savar, mach mas malachtahu de karoit. This guy's a busy guy. His wife has him running him all over town to take care of things before Erev Yontif. Maybe he's just running there because he still has to go to the store. So that doesn't prove that he knows the halachos. Right? Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say. He says, right, the assumption is that maybe he just did it because he's rushing. And he doesn't not necessarily rush it because of Harav Shemesh. So therefore we have to protest and stop it because we still don't go, we can't be confident that he knows the halachos enough that he won't be using a kli that was nitbal on Ben Hashmashos before the next Harav Shemesh. But Amina Luana, and Rava says, I give a different answer. Rava says that the case is a specific Ukimta. He says, Machshavto Nikaris Mitok Maasev de Kuli Amalo Pligi, both Tanakam and Rav Shemesh Azuri agree that, I don't know, this is Lo Pligi, meaning what? That it is Nikaris. That you can assume based on his actions. But here is a different case. Ki Pligi, what's the case, specific case in this Braisa? Kigon di Itamei Bipakos Mika Adasha. So this item became tame, put in quotations. It got touched by a sheretz that's smaller than an adasha. It's not tame. It touched something less than a shear. It needs a certain shear of tumah in order to transmit. It was less than an adasha, less than a lentil bean. So for sure the halacha is, we all know that, for sure the halacha is that it's not tame. Nevertheless, v'asar l'kaimei d'rabbanan l'shayulei v'pachos mi'kadasha. He has to come and ask a shayla as to whether or not if it's sheretz, less than an adasha, touch the kli, is it itme yolo? Is it becoming tame or not? So the Gemara says, so Mar, Rav Shemesh Azuri Savar, he holds, since he doesn't know this Parshat Halacha, he also doesn't know the Halacha about Harav Shemesh, and therefore we have to stop him, because we know this guy specifically, he's not Amoritz, he has no clue what the Halacha is. We would know that a Sheretz is less than a, I would know, but we would know that a Sheretz is less than a Dasha wouldn't be mitame. So if he doesn't know that, he doesn't know this. But Mar Savar, Tanakama says, Ha hu de lo gomer, ha Harav Shemesh gomer. He didn't know one Halacha, but he knows the other Halacha. So therefore, Tanakama would say, don't worry about it, let him be tovlit. If he doesn't make it in time, he'll know. And Rav Shimon Shazuri says, no, since he doesn't know that simple halacha, he doesn't know this simple halacha. So if he's not going to make it in time, we have to be concerned that he's going to think he was in time and therefore going to use it. So that's the machlokas, this is that specific case. Then the Mishnah said, oh, look at Rashi. Rashi says, how the logamir, first white line, right, he doesn't know that dalach about adasha, diloksiv behejab adasha. Doesn't say any. That's a limud. It doesn't say anywhere like straight out in the psukim. That is, if it was in the psukim, for sure we'd have to know that. Aval harashemesh the behedjiksiv. But harashemesh is clearly written in the psukim, so that he should know. Okay, so that's why Rabbanan say he may not know one, but he may know the other.
Do you think you have to be tovel again? I mean, in all these cases, at the end of the day during the weekday, if you're tovel on harashemesh, is he suggesting that you have to be tovel again?
No, they're just saying it won't be tovel again. You just have to wait the next day. But this is Erev Yontif, so we're concerned.
Right.
But we're concerned. This goes to Kohen. He has a tummy kli. He's going to use it right away, even though he can't use it for another 24 hours. Just tell him not to use it. All right. Okay. Fine. The Mishnah then says, "Umatbilin on Yontif." Everyone agrees. You're allowed to be matbil. You're allowed to be tovel the kelim on Yontif. Migav legav umechabur lechabura. And the Mishnah left that. You know, we didn't know what that was. The Gemara is now going to explain what that is. Tana Rabbanan. There's a brisa that explicates this Mishnah. Ketsa migav legav. What is the case of gav legav that you're allowed to be tovel on Yontif? So he says, "Harotze lasos." Gito, I'll just read it. Harose lasos gito al kav gadol, and kado al gav gito oseh. So basically, a person had in mind before Yontif that he was matbil a kli in order to use it for the wine press to gather the wine. Then he was nimlach. He changed his mind and he wants to use it for oil, or he wanted to use it for oil and he changed his mind and now he's going to use it for wine. So what his intent when he was tovel it was for A, and now he wants to use it for B. So really, the din is it's no problem. Once he was tovelit, it was tovelit. This guy wants to be machmir and do tevila again, so it will be kosher again. They're talking about people who are very machmir on tumah v'tahara. So he wants to do tevila again, so that the kli would be, quote, tahor for what he's using it for now. So the Mishnah says, you don't really have to do that, and therefore, if you want to be tovel again for yontif, you're not being misak and kli, because it's already talking, none of the issues apply, and you will be, and it's okay. And Rashi says, harot selasos gito al gav kado. Second wide line, Mishayu Caleb Tameim, his Caleb were Tamei, they'd be Lidat Drichas Zesav. And he told them in his mind intent for pressing the Alas. V'nimlach lasos gito, and instead he wants to use them for the pressing a wine. So ose gito got tvilazo shehit bil shem kado. The ain sarach lachso hat bil shem gat. He doesn't have to go back. Va tvilas shnias, the second tvila habala hachmir atzmo lahat bil katani masnisa shu matu biyontif. You're allowed to do that on yontif. She ain kan tikun kli. The ain a tvila sharei in a tvila. You don't need it. This guy just wants me. Guy wants me machmir himself. Okay, be machmir. It's basically washing your kli again. It's not considered putting it in the mikvah, and therefore there's no problem. Now, the Gemara says, Ketza mechabura lechabura. So what's the case where the Mishnah said from one chabura to another chabura? Similar case. Talking about a case that, it's a case of a Korban Pesach. So it makes sense. We're talking about chabura. He's supposed to have a group that he's supposed to eat the Korban Pesach with. So haya ochel bechabura zo. He was eating his Korban Pesach with chabura A, right? And therefore, so I guess his kalim were tamei before Yontif. So he was matbil his kalim with a mind to eat with chabura A. And then the road to lechabu chabura cheres, and now he wants to use his kelim and eat with a different chabura. He wants to be again be machmir, be tovel with a different chabura. So it's no problem. You can be tovel on yontif like that because it's really something that's in a sricha. Real problem is though, and I think maybe how can you bounce from chabura chabura post shrita? That's what I'm not saying what's going on. Right, once shechted and you're eating, you can't beforehand before shrita you can move around, but this is after shrita the Korban Pesach. Right, Rashi says. B'chavur zo al pisco, v'ayet tamei or kel tamei, v'tavol adas kein. I was just biado. And I don't know why. I don't know how we can. Someone must ask that. Well, he quotes in the footnote here. Marcel Chavhei. He quotes the English Tosos. The Tosos Chachmei Anglia, Tama, Ketzan Mutter Lahachliv Es Chavuroso V'Lol Yontav La'achar Shkitas HaPesach. Halo Ein Nimnam Al Pesach El Ad Sheyishchat. Okay, so he says, Shemudubar Khan, he answers, Va'achar Shekfar Achal Kazayas Mayat Pesach Shenimna Lav Ibnechab. He already ate a Kazayas, so it was Yotze. He already Yotze the Chilas Korban Pesach. Va'az Rashai Lim Shoch Yado, Vilcho Bechabur Chagaris. No, but he was Yotze his mitzvah, and then he can go, he's allowed, apparently, according to the Tosos, he's allowed to go eat somewhere else. Right, he's not allowed to do that, right? I'm not a Me'iri, the Me'iri Peirish, Shemudubar Ba'adam Shenimla, he's talking about Erev Pesach, Kodom Shrita. Maybe he was. I don't know. He's talking about his Erev Pesach, Kodem Shchita, but when he was told for the Kalim, he was told for Chavura A.
Who needs a tent to
total
the
Kalim? Who needs?
He doesn't need a tent.
Well, that's the whole point. So he's got to do that. This guy's being mocker himself that he wants to have the Kalim kosher for Chavura A. Okay, so it looks like, as we always say, at least the Rishonim asked the question that we're good, so that means we understood it. Okay. Next Mishnah. So the Mishnah is now going to discuss another machlokes Beshan Beis Hillel about which karbanos are you allowed to bring on Yontif, and whether you're allowed to do smicha, and smicha is resting your hands on the animal with all your koach, and therefore you're being mishtamish with the animals, which could be a problem on Yontif. And so there are three types of karbanos, right, Marcel, you see the introduction? Three types of karbanos that were you have to bring on the regalim. First of all, you have the karbanos of the day, the korban tamid and the musaf. For Bada, you're allowed to bring those because those are the Moado. You have no problem. That are allowed to be brought. Then you have the Olos Re'ia. When you make a Lila Regal, you have to bring Korban Olos. You have the Shalmei Chagiga. You have to bring the Shalmei Chagiga. And then you also have the Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha, the ones that are a little possibly not to bring on Yontif itself because that's basically just to have meat in order to eat. Samachta Mechagecha is supposed to have meat. You have these Korbanos. So then you have those. You have the Day Korbanos, these Korbanos. And then you have the Nedarim and the Davos. Things like Korban Toledan, I was here to bring. I want to bring Korban Shlamim. Those are separate Korbanos. So the Mishnah says as follows. Beishamei Omrim, Nevi'in Shlamim. So the Mishnah is going to be a little unclear. The Gemara is going to explain. Beishamei says you're allowed to bring the Shlamim on Yontif. I guess that would be the Shalmei Simcha, the Shalmei Chagiga. You're allowed to bring the Shlamim on Yontif. Why? Because Shlamim are eaten by the owners. And therefore, there's ochal nefesh. Right on Yontif, you're allowed to do melacha for ochal nefesh. So the ochal nefesh, because you can eat the meat of the shlamim, so you're allowed to bring those. The bialim eat it, the kohanim eat it. So therefore, it's ochal nefesh and smutra on Yontif. But ain't somkun aleim. You can't do smicha. You can't put smicha on them. Rashi says, shasmicha asr mishum shvus. So the rabbanon of shvus shurichol kocho hayosome fahavli mishtamish balechayim. Your ain't shvus b'mikdash. It's not such a clear-cut rule about ain't shvus b'mikdash. Also here, it's the bialim who are leaning, so it might not be such a clear thing about ain't shvus b'mikdash here. Okay, so you can't do smicha, or Beishami doesn't hold that, right? Ain't som kun aleihem. Comes Beis Hillel, about lo olos. But you cannot bring olos. Again, not the olos re'iyah. You cannot bring olos, because the korban ola has no achila by the not by by the hedjot. The only person who eats the korban ola is the mizbeach, and therefore there's no heter ochel nefesh, because the pasuk for ochel nefesh says a kos yaseh lachem, for you, right? That only for something that's done for you can you do it, but not something that's done for gavoa. But Basil Omri, Basil say no, mevi in shlamim the olos besonchen aleihem. You can bring the shlamim, you can bring the olos, and you can even do smicha. So what's the
carbon tamid and all?
Right. So we said right away. We said the stuff that is the, of the day. That's the stuff of the day is no problem. So Amar Ula. So Ula says machlokes. The machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about the smicha of the shlamim is b'shalmeich about the shlamim is b'shalmeich. Machlokes is b'shalmeich chagiga. About the shlamim chagiga, which is the carbon that's chayav to be brought today. The shlamim chagiga. Therefore, that's machlokas b'shalmei chagiga lismoch. But everyone agrees that you can bring them. The only machlokas by b'shalmei chagiga is whether or not you can do smicha. B'shalmei says yes, no, Beis Hillel says yes, but to bring them, everyone agrees, you're allowed to bring them. And the machlokas is also ba'olas re'iya, the olas re'iya. Right, the olas re'iya, you have to bring it, when you're ola l'regel, you have to bring korban ola. Who says you have to bring it in yontif? You're going to be there for a while. Bring it tomorrow on Chol HaMoed. So Beis Shammai says you can't bring the Olas Re'iyah today on Yontif, and Beis Hillel says yes.
Did we have this argument already before on the Olas Re'iyah already?
I don't know.
Because I asked Menachem the same question, that the Beis HaMikdash has a status of they're able to eat, like a person is eating.
Right. But it doesn't apply. Ochel Nefesh doesn't apply to that.
When would you be bringing your Shammai Chagiga before? If you don't hold from this, you would be bringing it beforehand?
The Shammai Chagiga have to come with, I believe, have to come on that day.
On the day, so they're saying so. That the rule of smicha never applied.
The shami chagiga, you could do it beforehand.
Why need smicha before?
We do it beforehand.
What do you mean? You said it's on the day. You could do smicha
according to Beis Shammai. The smicha beforehand.
Before yantif.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So the shami chagiga, which is a chobas hayom, and there's an ochel nefesh, so there's no problem. You can bring that. One machlokas is about smicha. The olas re'iyah, they would say there's a machlokas here whether you can be makrevit. Beis Hillel would say yes because today's the zman to bring it, and Beis Shammai they say it's usser. Why? The Beis Shammai Savre, Beis Shammai says, you have to learn it out from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chagosem oso chag la'ashem shivas yamin. Why is it chagosem oso chag? So already, chagosem, we know it's a chag. What's the extra word of chag? That's extra. Chagiga in, that would teach me the korban chagiga, you can bring, but olas re'ilo, but the olas re'ilo cannot be brought on that day. You can't bring it on Yontif. Just bring it on the rest of the days of Yontif. And Shavuos has 7 days afterwards, that are, or a couple days afterwards. Is it seven? I forgot how many days. Shavuos, I think you have 6 days afterwards. You have a few days afterwards to bring it also, to bring it. Beis Hillel, they'll hold. No, it says, Chagosem, Oso, Chag, Lahashem. Lahashem means any korban that's supposed to be brought for Hashem. Any korban that's a chova to be brought that for Yontif, you bring on Yontif. Not called the Lahashem, Aval, the Darm, and the Davos. But now when it comes to voluntary offerings, but the Darm and Davos, Divrei HaKol ain't kriv miyontif. Everyone's going to agree, you're not makriv voluntary offerings on yontif. Because those you don't have to bring today, you're going to bring any time. Bring them tomorrow, bring them next week, bring them in 2 months. Just come again and bring them. Don't try to kill two birds with one stone and bring all your korbanos, you know, you can't do them on yontif. Wait till tomorrow. Mechein Amar Rav Adar Bar Ava, Rav Adar Bar Ava also says, Nedarim v'nedavos ain't kriv miyontif. You can't bring voluntary offerings on yontif. So Mesei. So now they're going to ask on Ula and Rav Adar Rava, who said that everyone agrees, right? Ula said everyone agrees that you can't bring the Dharma and the voluntary offerings on Yontif. So Mesvei, we're going to bring a brisa. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. This brisa says Lo nechaku beishami beishilal ola she'enol shal Yontif. Everyone agrees when it comes to an ola that's not for Yontif, right? She ain't din like it's not. It's like say for a neder. She ain't a krevi b'yontif, that it doesn't not brought on yontif, because you have two reasons why it can't be brought, right? The two Rashi points out two things. That is tark d'reisa. Number one, it's no ochel nefesh because a person can't eat it, and number two, you can bring it tomorrow, the next week. It's not for today. So they don't argue with that, they don't argue al shlamim sheim shal yontif. They all agree shlamim that are part of the chovas hayom can be brought on yontif because it has two good reasons why it can be brought ochel nefesh. And it's an obligatory offering for the day for yontif, right? Shakriv miyontif al ma nechaklu. What's their machlokas? Al ola sheishal yontif. The olas re'iyah, which you bring because of yontif. Beis Shammai says you can't be marked with that because it only has one reason to be brought. It's supposed to be brought on the holiday. So bring it tomorrow, not on Chol, not on Yontif, because you can't eat it, because that's not Ochol Nefesh. Right? So Aman Echnu Al Ola Shishol Yontif, and so Beishamim says you may not bring it, Beishamim says you may. Ve'al Shlamim She'en on Shol Yontif, and Shlamim, like Nadarim and Nadavos, that can you bring that on Yontif? According to this, because Shlamim has one good reason, Ochol Nefesh. It doesn't have a second reason, which is because it's not a Chobah for Yontif. So Beisham again will say no. Beisil will say yes. Beisil needs one reason to bring. Beisil Shami says you need two reasons to bring. She Beisham omim lo yavi. Well, Beisil omim yet yavi. But right now he just had shlamim she enol shel yontif, which is what? Which is nedarim and nedavos. Beisil says you can bring them on yontif. Didn't Ula just say that nedarim and nedavos can? Everyone agrees you can't bring on yontif. So tarit amihachi. So okay, we'll change the wording of the brisa. We've got stuck. We're going to reword the brisa as follows, and say as follows. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon Elazar says, Lo nechlu beisham beisil al olo shlomim she'enon shal yontif. They agree that an olo and shlomim that is not for yontif cannot be brought. No nedarim and nedavos. Then it works for ula. She'en kreim the yontif. Right? What are the shlomim she'en shal yontif? And they agree that a shlomim of yontif may be brought on yontif because ochon nefesh and chovas yontif. She'kreim the yontif. Alma nechlu. What's their machlokas? Only one thing. An olo she'en yontif. An ola, the olas riya. It has to be brought during the holiday. Beishami says no, because there's no Ochel Nefesh. Beishil says yes, because I have Ochel Nefesh. Beishami omim lo yavi, Beishil omim yavi. So there, this analogy, when you change in the word in the brayso, everyone agrees the darim and the davos are not brought on Yontif. Rabbi Yossi says, why'd you do that? Tana shakalta me alma? Are you just taking this brayso and tossing it out the window? Why are you doing that? The only reason why you're doing that is because you're trying to find a brayso that fits in with Ula. But what Rabbi Yosef is going to say, leave this brisa alone that says that Nedarim and Nedavos may not be brought on Yontif. Ula is going to be so much of another brisa. It's a machlokas tanayim. Ula is going to bring another brisa that says that everyone agrees that that Nedarim and Nedavos may not be brought on Yontif. This brisa says the Beis Hillel says they may. There's another brisa that says that everyone agrees they may not. And don't throw out this brisa. This current brisa. Let me show you. It says tanayi. It's a machlokas tanayim. Detanya, we have the following brisa. Shlamim habayim machmas Yontif. The shlamim that are coming because of the holiday, which is the Shalmei Chagiga, right? So what do you do? Beyond shlamim habayim machmas yontif, beyontif. So on yontif itself, on the day of yontif itself, beishami omrim, beishami says, somech aleim erev yontif, dusmicha erev yontif, yash, v'shochet on beyontif, and shachtim on yontif. Again, two reasons why. It's an obligatory offering for today, for yontif, plus there's ochel nefesh. Ubeishil omrim, beishil says, no problem, but yeah, I agree, bring it today, but somech aleim beyontif, you can do smicha on yontif itself, v'shochtan b'yontif, and you can shech them on yontif. Beisil says the smicha, it might be machlokas in smicha itself, whether smicha has to be samach l'shchita or not. Beishami says no, Beisil says yes, but that's the machlokas by smicha when it comes to the shlamim. Avon the darm v'nedavos, but when it comes to the darm v'nedavos, divrei kol, ain't krim v'yontif. The darm v'nedavos, everyone agrees, ain't krim v'yontif. So don't change the price of A, because that doesn't fit with Ula, because Ula has price of B right now to be samachan, to say this price says, ain't krim v'yontif. Vahani tanai, and this machlokas here, that it seems to be machlokas, now there's a machlokas in the brisa, so there's a machlokas tanayim, as to whether or not the darim and the davos can be brought, may be brought on yontif, kihani tanai. It's similar to the same, this machlokas, another machlokas tanayim. Kihani tanai. The tanya, another brisa, this is a tosefta in chagiga. It says there, ein mevi'in toda b'chagamatzos. You cannot bring the korban toda on throughout Pesach, which is why we don't say mizmor soda on Pesach. Why? Mipnei chametz sheva. Because of all in all the breads that are brought, 10 of them are of loaves of chametz, and you can't eat them. There's an iser chametz. So you don't bring a korban toda on Pesach. The loaves ba'atzeres, and you can't bring them on Shavuos mipnei shehu yontif, because it's a yontif. Yontif is, I guess, apparently korban toda is a neder nedava. Now it's saying on yontif on Shavuos you may not bring it because it's a yontif. You can't bring the darim nedavos on Shavuos. But you can bring your korban toda on sukkahs, assuming that basically this means it means chol hamoed sukkahs. You can bring it. A, it's not yontif, and B, there's no problem with chametz. Therefore, you do say mizmor sota on chol hamoed sukkahs, as opposed to the shtibel that Rabbi Raza tells the story that he went to a shtibel in Bar Park, but they didn't say mizmor sota on chol hamoed sukkahs. They said, oh, say rishava, tesva. He's like, what are you talking about?
That's brilliant.
All right, so aval maybe Adam Todaso b'chagasukos. So this brisa seems to indicate that you may not bring nedarim and nedavos. That's being tufrim, right? Nedarim and nedavos on yontif. Rav Shimon Omer, Hareyu Omer. The parsha says by parshas of Shlosh Megillah, Mitzvah Sholos, Pnim Hashana, Yirek Kol Zichur Kos, Pnei Hashem Lakecha, Makom Asher Yibchar, B'chagamatzos, Chagashvus, Chagasukos. So there's a comparison between all three. So he says, kol sheba b'chaga matzos, anything that you can be makriv on Pesach, ba b'chaga shuas, you can bring on shuas, u b'chaga sukkos. Kol sheba b'chaga matzos, anything you can't bring on Pesach, eno ba b'chaga shuas b'chaga sukkos. If you can't bring on Pesach, you can't bring it on shuas and sukkos. Therefore, that seemingly would knock out the korban todah. Okay? So, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, maybe Adam Todaso b'chaga sukkos, the person can bring his todah on chaga sukkos, right? So, here it says the person can bring his korban todah on chag sukkos, which means on the yontif, you can bring it. The yotze b'yidei chovaso mishum simcha. You can double dip and use it for your shalmei simcha. Again, your shalmei simcha are just korbanos to be brought, so you have meat. So you can bring your korban todah that you made a neder adaba, bring it on yontif and double whammy, get your korban todah in and get your shalmei simcha in. But the ain yotze b'mishum chagiga. But you can't double dip onto the korban chagiga because again. The korban of Shalmei Simcha is not a chiyuv to bring a korban; it's a chiyuv to eat a korban. So if I bring a korban todah, I can eat it. The korban chagiga is an actual mitzvah to bring the korban chagiga, and you cannot bring a korban from something that's kodesh already. You only can bring a korban from something that is chulin. You have to make it specifically for that korban. So therefore, you cannot use the todah, which is already set aside for korban todah, to double dip with the chagiga. You may use it to double dip with the Shalmei Simcha, because Shalmei Simcha is just to eat meat. Okay, so that's the Braisa. I have to explain the Braisa. So Amamar, look at the Tanakam the Braisa. The Tanakam the Braisa said, Eimidin Todah b'chag ha-matzos mipnei chametz sheba. You can't bring the korban todah on Pesach because of the chametz. Pshita, well that's Pasha. Who would say that you would be able to? Even if you hold ain't supposed to be mikdash, this is a delraisa. Right? You're not allowed to eat chametz. You're not allowed to have chametz. Some of Adab Reid of Yitzchak, some of Adab Reid of Yitzchak explains, no, but Amri Lava Shmuel bar Abba Hacha bar Basa Askinan. We're talking about the day before Pesach, on the 14th. May you bring the korban todah on the 14th. We don't say Mizmor Sod on Erev Pesach. Why not? Because of this. Kasavar Eimavim Kachem Vesav Sol. Because if you bring the korban todah on in the morning on the 14th, you're limiting the amount of time that you're allowed to eat this korban. Right? You're not allowed to do that. The korban todah has to be in for the day and the night. But once it hits midday on the 14th of Nisan, you can't eat chametz anymore. So it's Mevim Kachem Vesav Sol. You're causing psul in korbanos. So we say, don't do that. No carbon todah on Erev Pesach. That's why we don't say Mizmo Soda on Erev Pesach. We also don't say it on...
Why don't we just say that you're mechuyev to eat it by that time?
The Torah doesn't say that. It's a voluntary offering. Bring it tomorrow. There are 40 loaves of bread. There's tons of meat. You can't do that. Who says that you make that up? You have to do a day and a night. Don't bring it today. Bring it next week. There's no reason to extend your stay in the Waldorf for one more day, and then bring the carbon one day later after Yontif. Hold one day of Yontif, you'll have an extra day to bring the carbon. Right? It says the lobat seres, and you can't bring it on Shavuos. You can't bring carbon told on Shavuos. It said the Tanakhama said mipnei shu Yontif because it's Yontif. Wash v'kasavar. So must be the Tanakhama holds nedarim v'nedavos anchored in Yontif. That Tanakhama says you may not bring nedarim v'nedavos on Yontif. That's the whole point. We're bringing this down. Aval, but then the Tanakhama said, Aval, maybe Adam Todasa b'chagas Sukkos. You can bring it on Sukkos. So the Gemara says, wait, Emas, when on Sukkos can you bring it? We figured that already. Elim b'yontav atzmo, if you tell me yontav itself, ha'amart v'lobatzeres, if they should yontav. You just told me you can't bring it on Shavuos because it's yontav. How can you bring it on Sukkos because it's yontav? Ella b'chol shamoed. We're talking about, on chol moed Sukkos you can bring it. Why? If it's not yontav, and you have no problem with chametz, so you can bring the korban todah on chol moed Sukkos. Then Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Hari Omer, the Pasuk says, Chagamatzos, Chagashavuos, Chagasukos. The teacher says us that Kol Sheba b'Chagamatzos, Bab b'Chagashavuos, Chagasukos. If it can be brought on Chagamatzos, then it can maybe be brought on Shavuos and Sukkos. The Kol Sheloba b'Chagamatzos, and something cannot be brought on Chagamatzos, then Eino Bab b'Chagashavuos, Chagasukos. Then it may not be brought on Shavuos or Sukkos. So now the Gemara seems to understand now that Rav Shimon is saying, just like the Korban Todah may not be brought on Chagamatzos because of Chametz, like the Tanakhama said, so too it can't be brought on Shavuos, and so too it can't be brought on Sukkos, because Nedarim v'Nedavos are Einan Kreivim B'Yontif, even Chol HaMoed, he seems to be saying now. Because he seems to make this hekesh and argue, we just said according to the first Tanakhama, you can bring the Korban Todah on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. But here he seems to be saying, if it can't be brought on Pesach, it can't be brought on Sukkos. What can't be brought on Pesach? So then the Shtibu would be correct according to this, right? They would be correct. So Maskev Reb Zeira, so Reb Zeira says, that can't be. How can it be that you cannot bring the carbon todah on Shavuos? He says, Hashta saluse misaltinan. You can even gather in, you can gather wood, you can break off wood, you can do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Right? You could do malach. So you can bring malach on cholamoid. That anything that's sorach hamoed is mutter on cholamoid, even if it's not ochal nefesh. And you can go and we drive to Great Adventure. You go anywhere. I do all the stuff on cholamoid. The dharma, the bubbles, me buy. So then you could tell me that there's a possibility of not bringing a carbon leather and a dava. Why not? It's mutter. The malach is mutter. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, okay, I'm going to completely change around our understanding of this brisa. It has nothing to do with the dharma and the davos. It has to do with the issue of balta acher. Balta acher is, if I make a neder, I'm going to bring a karbon, I have three regalim to bring it. Otherwise, I violate balta acher. The question is do I have three regalim or five regalim? What do I mean? When does the count start? Does the count start by Pesach? So therefore, if I took the neder before Sukkos, then I have Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach. I have all the way to the... Or, no, it's just three in a row, right? I took that before Sukkos. I have Sukkos, Pesach, and the bring it by Shavuos. Let's keep that in mind. So Amar Abaye. Abaye says, this is how I'm going to explain to my folks, Mitana Kamar of Shimon. It's Bahakrava, to be makrid the Dharma Davos, Kule Amal Pligi Deshari. Everyone says you can do that in Chol HaMoed. So that means on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you can bring the Korban Todah. Chol HaMoed Pesach, you may not bring the Korban Todah because of Chametz, right? Ki Pligi, what's the machlokas? L'mekim aleab bal ta'acher. What is the time period where you violate the bal ta'acher? Okay, because the pasuk says ki tzidor nedel Hashem lo sa'ach lo shamo. So now the pasuk says chag hamatzos, chag hashavuos, chag hasukkos. So the Maris Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama says shalosh regalim amar achmana. The Torah says you have three regalim. That's the zman. If three regalim pass, you violate bal ta'acher. That's a filu shelo kesidron. That's even if it's out of order. So now what happens now? It's long Rashi here, but so even if it's out of order, and let's just read and finish up. And Rav Shimon Shazuri, Rav Shimon Savar, Kisidron in, Shulok Kisidron lo. So now you have this guy he took a net there to bring the Korban Todah right before Sukkos. So the Tanakhama Savar says that it's even Shulok Kisidron. So if you switch, let's just read Rashi. We have time? Yeah, we have time. See the Rashi. It says, "Ki pligi lemekum aleh bal ta'acher." The kula hach masnisim leinyan bal ta'acheri. This whole Mishnah is talking about bal ta'acher. Tana kama sover kol am acha nedar or shalosh regalim. Whoever delays bringing his korban for three regalim, afilu shelo kesidron, even if it's not in order, over bal ta'acher violates bal ta'acher. The time of yalef Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, "Ma'akra shalosh pen b'shana." So lami lemichta b'chag matzos chag shavuos chag sukkos. It's a sholosh pamim b'shana, so why you have to say matzos, chaga matzos, chaga shavuos, chaga sukkos? Keva nitziv sholosh pamim pshita dahani ninu dahaminayim kesali. So the el mide kasev shemor chol shaviv shavuos. Okay, shema minal lebal ta'acher lomar eila kabaati lechol tashlum matzon chol b'nedarcha. You have these to complete your nedarim. Behind it the kasev shemuna. So here our mishnah come to give us eitz tova. Kol mishish lav toda. Someone who has to bring a korban toda yivi eno b'chaga sukkos. Bring it now on Chag HaSukkos, because you're here already, right? Because you're already in Rishalayim. So, Eitz Tova, bring your Korban Toda now. Even if you took the Neder right before Sukkos, bring it now. Don't tarry and wait. Because if you don't bring it now, you have to go come a different time to Rishalayim. Because you're not going to be able to bring it on Pesach, and you're not going to be able to bring it on Shavuos, and then you're going to violate Bal Ta'acher, because I don't care about the order for Bal Ta'acher. He says, Sharei, Belos of a regular Pesach, lo yavieno mipnei achametz shavah. You can't bring because of the chametz. Below batzeres mipnei shu yontif. You have to bring them to Shavuos because it's yontif. Nimcha, I guess you could just do the day after Shavuos. But nimcha, no, you can't because once it's the day after Shavuos, you're done. Bring the day before Shavuos. Nimcha sheircha gimel regalim shloka sidron. You went, you waited three holidays, and boom, you're in violation. Eitz tova, bring it now. The Usar of Shimon Lemimer, where Shimon then came and he said, no, it doesn't matter. If you can't bring it on Pesach, you can't bring it on Sukkos. What does that mean? Usar of Shimon Lemimer, Harehu Omer Kisidron in Shalok Kisidron Lo. It has to be in order. Hilkach, Hanojo Lifnei Sukkos. Okay, so a guy takes the neder today, right, before Sukkos. Yeshlo Shehus, he has time. Adashana Haba. He has time until next Sukkos to bring it. Vahachik Amar, and this is what the Rice is saying. Kol Shabbat B'chaga Matzos. Anything that can come on Pesach, if you go in Shenadar Kodem Pesach, he may take the neder before Pesach, Bahaya Olav Laviv B'chag HaMatzos, and he has to bring it B'chag HaMatzos, but B'chag HaShavuos Shel Acharav, or B'chag HaSukkos, Ve'im Lo Chot Shus. If he takes the neder before Pesach, then he can be born on Pesach, Shavuos or Sukkos, meaning, make sure you bring it before the end of Sukkos, because you have You have to, you have, it doesn't matter the order, so you have to do it right away. But something that doesn't have to report on Chag HaMatzos, Shalom Haisal Aviv Pesach, for example, Kigon Shenadar Achar Pesach. He took takes the Neder on Lag Bomer, right, after Pesach. So now, Eino Ba, meaning he doesn't have to come, doesn't have to bring it on Sukkos. Why? Kolom Eino Tzorach Lavi Lo B'Chag HaShavuos L'Achar B'Lo B'Chag HaSukkos. He doesn't have to bring it that time, because he, since he took the Neder after Pesach, he's going to have three Yom Tovim from the following Pesach, because you have to wait for Pesach to start the clock. Sheyesh L'Zuhus, Shehus, he has time, Ad Chag HaSukkos Shal Shana Haba, Sh'Avu Shalash Regalim. Right? That's how he reinterprets that Brisa. Which, so therefore, then there is no, then this, then Machlokas here has nothing to do with Nedarim and Nedavos. It's an interesting way of reading the Brisa, but has nothing to do, so we still have Machlokas Tanayim, we just don't say, we can't say Hani Tanai, Kahani Tanai, because this Brisa is not talking about Nedarim and Nedavos.
I don't know why it doesn't mention it, but I read in one of these things that you not over a low sase for three regalim, but each one that you don't bring, you over on an assay.
Yeah? You know that?
Yeah.
Yes, but you don't buy Balta Acha. Bivali Nase.
Right.
So you won't get Malchus.
Right.
Okay. All right. Then as Gemara says, now we'll go back to the Brisa. Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon Omer, maybe Adam Todos of the Chag HaSukkos. Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon said that, the son of Rav Shimon said that you can bring your Korban Toledon Sukkos, Amos, when? Ilei B'chol HaMoed. If you tell me you can bring in the Chol HaMoed, well, Hainan Tanakama. That's exactly what the Tanakama said. Tanakama said, the Thomas kind of said that you can, that the Toda is brought on Sukkos. And we mentioned that meant had to be Chol HaMoed. Elos, what does he mean that you can bring the Korban Toledon on Sukkos? What does Rabbi Lazar mean in that? B'yantif. He says you can bring it on Yantif. Because of our Nedarim and Nedavos craving B'yantif. He'll hold that Nedarim and Nedavos are craving B'yantif. Meaning assuming that original explanation of our Brisa before Abaye changed it. Going back to that explanation, he would say, this time I would say, you may bring the Nedarim and Nedavos on Sukkos, and that would be Machlokas, and then be Hani Tanai, Kahani Tanai. So now the Gemara says, Maishna Chag HaSukkos Dinaka. Okay, according to you, Rav Lezer Shimon, which you're allowed to bring the Nedarim and Nedavos on Sukkos, so why did you say Sukkos and not Shavuos? Or say both. You can bring him on Yantif. Nedarim and Nedavos are created on Yantif. So you say specifically Sukkos. Why not Shavuos? So he says, Rav Lezer Shimon L'Tameh. Rav Lezer Shimon is Lolo Shitaso, Titania, because he learned in a Brisa. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Lo Yomar Chag HaSukkos Shavuos Kas Medaber. The pasuk that says about Baal Ta'acher. The Pasuk was Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. Why bring Chag HaSukkos? The Pasuk is talking about Chag HaSukkos. That's what the parsha is discussing. So why bring Chag HaSukkos? We're already dealing with Chag HaSukkos there. So he says, Lama Nemar, why is it said, Lomar Sheze Achron, that this is the last one, right, that from the Shloshes we're going to violate Baal Ta'acher. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, right, according to the order. Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Lazar of Shimon says, no, Lomar Sheze Gorim, that this is the only one that causes it, meaning that you're not going to violate, Professor Rishimon says, you don't need three for Baal Ta'acher. Once you finish Sukkos, you violate Baal Ta'acher. I mean, he's very machmir. If I take a neder today, and I don't bring my neder by Sukkos, I violate Baal Ta'acher, according to, goes against everything we said so far, according to Rav Elazar Shimon. That's why he says specifically, he says Sukkos in that pasuk to teach you that the key to Baal Ta'acher, according to him, which we don't hold like that, the key to him for is Sukkos. Okay.
Do we bench Gomel on Yantif?
I have no idea.
No. Because it's...
He's saying if you make another on Rosh Hashanah,
yeah, right now.
You have a month.
If you make this right now, we have three, four days.
3 days.
Right, well, till the end. Till after the end. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Okay. Don't do it. No, we have 5 minutes, right?
Yeah,
if I do more, the more I do now, the less I have to do tomorrow. Okay. So, Yotzeba, the Mishnah, continuing, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon said, the Yotzeba Mishum Simcha. You're allowed to bring the Korban Toda that you're allowed to bring on Yontif, according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, that works for Yerushalmi Simcha. The Eina Yotze Mishum Chagiga, but you're not Yotze for the Korban Chagiga. The Gemara says Pshita. It's a Pasha that you can't be Yotze for the Korban Chagiga. Why? Dover Shebechovahu. Like we said before, the Korban Chagiga is a Dover Shebechovah. The Pasuk says, V'chagosem also Chag LaShem. The Kol Dover Shebechovah, and anything that's an obligatory offering, Eino ba elamin achulin, can only come from something that is not sacred. You have to sanctify it. The Korban Toda, you can't bring the Korban Toda, which is already sanctified, and use that for the Korban Chagiga, because that it needs to be brought for something that's pre-unsanctified. The Gemara says, no, lo tzricha, Rav Elazar Shimon's din is to teach us the afal gav de parish. Even if you explicitly stated, you said, hare alai toda, Al Menashe Eitze Bog Yidei Chagigasi. Like, I'm going to bring the Korban Toldah on a condition I can use the Korban Toldah for both and for my Korban Chagigah. It still doesn't work. Right? So, Kedabayim Minei, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. I could ask Rabbi Shimon Lakish, ask Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Harei Toldah, the Eitze B'Chagigah. Someone says, this is my Korban Toldah and I want to use it for both. I want, and at the outset, he takes the Neder, he takes on condition that he can be Yotzei Yisqiyuv. Or he says, Hareini Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir, V'Agaleach Mimos Maestro Sheni, and I'm going to use my money of Maestro Sheni for the Korbanos that I have to bring when I finish my Nazirus Mahu. Can I do that? So Amarle, he says, no, Nadur V'Eno Yotze, it's a Neder, meaning you have to bring a Korban Toldah, but you may not use it for the Chagiga. And Nazir, you're a Nazir, and then you have to do all the Dinner of Nazirus, both in Megaleach, but you can't use that money, Maestro Sheni, to bring the Korbanos. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow on the top here. Everyone have a good day. Man, we catch Omer, Rutkunish Baruch, Zaka Israel, people here in Torah Mitzvah, Shnemar, and I have made some answers.